Joyce Clark, a 29-year-old Yamaji woman, was shot by police after walking the streets with a knife. She had suffered ongoing mental health issues, which led to a relative calling on police for assistance in getting her to a hospital. WA Police Commissioner Chris Dawson says that verbal communication took place between police and Clark before an officer shot her in the stomach. This has sparked outrage amongst Aboriginal people and has left them wondering, do police value their lives? Michael Mansell is former lawyer for the Aboriginal Legal Service and current chair of the Aboriginal Land Council of Tasmania. He spoke to The Wire's Mervika Haymanth.
The rate of Aboriginal problems with police is out of kilter with the Aboriginal population compared to the white population. Police have a harder attitude towards Aboriginal people than they do to their own kind. Over time, since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, when everybody became aware that the chances of an Aboriginal person going into jail and coming out alive were fairly minimal compared to white people, and as a consequence of that, action was taken. Now it seems, a generation later, the pressure has gone off and we're going right back to stage one again, where police contact with Aboriginal people is more threatening to the Aboriginal person than a relief.
Why do you think police resorted to this method of dealing with Ms. Clark rather than other de-escalation tactics?
Police having these guns so readily available encouraged the police officers to use them. So I think there is a need for the availability of these deadly weapons in the hands of often inexperienced police needs to be reviewed by the authorities around the country.
Should police officials require additional training when dealing with people who are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander?
Of course they should. In places where there are huge African populations in Footscray, in Victoria, for example, the police go through special training to deal with them. Where you've got large groups of Asians and Chinese in particular in Sydney, the police have special training. But there's no special training that I'm aware of anywhere in the country where white policemen need to be fully aware of the circumstances that Aboriginal people find themselves in and into what sort of political and social and cultural context the young copper walks in when he wants to arrest an Aboriginal person or wants to detain an Aboriginal person for some petty crime.
No police officer has ever been charged for an Aboriginal death in custody. Why do you think this is the case?
The Deaths in Custody Royal Commission found, for a whole range of factors, that the pressure that was being placed on Aboriginal people because of cultural and social and political circumstances meant that they were very, very vulnerable in prisons and in police custody. And as a consequence of that, both the federal and the state governments took action. But that was then, back 1990. We're almost 30 years later, and people have taken their foot off the pedal. They've assumed that everything is hunky-dory, and things are not hunky-dory. And as we're seeing, this Aboriginal woman, who there's no suggestion that she attacked police with the knife, there's no suggestion that she was had already stabbed or was about to stab anyone else, and yet the policeman just walk up and shoot her dead.
How do you think the WA government and, I guess, governments around Australia should have approached cases like Ms. Clark and obviously the police officer involved?
There's two issues. One is, why is it that Aboriginal people are in the sights of the police so often? And the answer to that, of course, is that we are still so disadvantaged. We and the government have not closed the gap between the living standard of Aboriginal people and white people in this country. And until it does, Aboriginal people are always going to be on the raw end of the stick, and that's what we're seeing here. And at another level, there needs to be stricter rules applied to police, not just when they come in contact with Aboriginal people, but with any member of the community. When police are armed to the teeth and are trained to shoot to kill in circumstances where there is too much discretion available to the police, there needs to be a review of all that, and the governments around the country need to legislate to say that if the police go beyond those reasonable steps, they will be charged like anybody else for taking someone's life.
Michael Mansell, former lawyer for the Aboriginal Legal Service and current chair of the Aboriginal Land Council of Tasmania, speaking with The Wire's Malvika Hemanth.